Good morning. Today we are in this service commemorating the end of World War II in Japan. This is the day it ended. This is the end of the World War II, and that's when Japan got defeated, which is August 15th, 1945. Some people do not know what August 15th is. And more and more young people do not know what this day means. August 15th is a day we should not forget. Of course, August 6th and August 9th and August 12th all have important meanings in relationship to World War II. And next month, we will be commemorating the 20-year anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks in the U.S. And it's going to be 10 years. It was 10 years after a March 11th big earthquake in Tohoku. 76 years ago, the World War II ended in Japan with an announcement from the radio. It was a very, very hot day. Very few people experienced that day 76 years ago. How many of us in our church were alive or lived in on that day 76 years ago? So that memory of the end of the World War II is fading in Japan. But today we want to kneel before God, our Creator, God who reigns this world, God who rules the history of the world. And He is the judge of the world, and we want to listen to what He has to say. Let's read today's passage. Today's passage comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 12. If you have the Bible, please open your Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 12. For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud, and that they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them. And that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and got up to indulge in revelry. We should not commit sexual immorality, as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 of them died. We should not test Christ, as some of them did, and were killed by snakes. And do not grumble, as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come. So, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. That's today's passage. Do you know the Chancellor of Germany since 2005? Named Angela Merkel. She's the first female chancellor. She's quite famous, I believe, in Japan as well. She has demonstrated her political skills in Europe and in the world. So that's how she's known for. She will be finishing her term sometime soon. She was born in West Germany, but was raised in East Germany. She has an interesting background. Her father was a pastor. And Miss Merkel is also a physicist before becoming the politician. And she's also a Christian. She's a great speaker. And she made many speeches. And also she made speeches in Christian gatherings as well. In 1995, which is about 25 years ago, she was the Minister of the Environment. And she made a speech, and this is what she said. As a Christian, as the Minister of the Environment, she made a speech. This is what she said. History, in my understanding, shows things that happened in the past and show us lessons. And in the history, we learn other people have made mistakes in the past. And then we need to be aware that we can make big mistakes as well. And this is a message from the Bible as well. That's what she said in June 14th in 1995 in a Christian gathering. What is history? Things, it shows what happened in the past. It shows that our ancestors made mistakes, and we need to learn from that. We need to learn lessons from that. That's what Angela Merkel said. We need to learn that we are capable of making big mistakes. And the passage we read earlier today also talks about history of the Jewish people. Paul wrote about the sins and mistakes that the Jewish people made. And why did he write about that? Because there's a lesson we can learn from that. And also, we are capable of making the same mistake. Chancellor Merkel and Paul in the Bible are a bit very brave, talking about history very honestly. You know, we oftentimes do not want to look at past mistakes. We want to be intentionally try to avoid looking at things that are ugly that happened in the past. But sometimes we need to look at those because they are those facts that we need to look at. So instead of closing our eyes to what happened in the past, we need to open our eyes. That's what history is teaching us and teaches us lessons. There is a German politician named Richard Weizsäcker. Do you know him? He was the president of Germany from 1984 to 1994. He was very well known, left a mark in the history. In 1995, he, as the president of Germany, made a very famous speech, marking the 40th anniversary of the end of Second World War in Europe on May 8th of 1985. Just as August 15th is a very important day in Japan, May 8th is a very, very important day in Germany, because that's the day Germany was defeated in Europe. So that commemorates the end of World War II in Europe. So on May 8th of 1985, he made Richard Weizsäcker made a very famous speech in their parliament. And this is what he said in his speech in 1985. It is not a case of coming to terms with the past. That is not possible. It cannot be subsequently modified or made undone. However, anyone who closes eyes to the past is blind to the present. Whoever refuses to remember that humanity is prone to new risks of infection. As a German president, Mr. Weizsäcker made that speech. This is what he said. What Germany did in World War II under the Nazi regime, all the cruel things that they did, and the Holocaust, a persecution of Jews, and President Weizsäcker made that comment, remembering those things. And he's saying we should not close our eyes to what happened, so that we won't be blind today. And this is similar to what Paul said in 1 Corinthians. So let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 11 and 12. One more time. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come. So, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. Jewish people are often called the people of memory. Very famous phrase. Because they remember the history of their own people. They do not forget what happened to them in the past. From generation to generation, their memory is carried on. It's not just the fact that they experienced Holocaust from the beginning of their history and what happened in the Old Testament days. So they are the people who keep the memory of what happened from the beginning. And of course, Paul tried to remember that as well. Paul, who became a Christian. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians is the history of the Exodus. They were freed from slavery. They were rescued from Egypt. So Paul is trying to remember that. And there you can see the history of sufferings of Jewish people. They suffered for 40 years, and then they came to the Promised Land. But Paul is not trying to beautify the history of Jewish people. He is not just trying to dramatize the Exodus from Egypt. On the contrary, Paul tried to recall the history was a history of failings and sins. Many people who are engaged in idol worshiping, many people engaged in sexual immorality, many people grumbled. So they did not idolize their sufferings. Paul is talking about the betrayal, disbelief. That's what he wrote. Why? He did that because so that we won't close our eyes to the past, so that we won't be blind to the present. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us. That's what Paul wrote, right? Next month, on September 23rd, our denomination will have a will commemorate the 130-year anniversary. We have now more than 200 churches around Japan. And usually, you know, we should we come together and have a special meeting face to face. But because of the coronavirus, we will have this special commemorative ceremony online. Do you know the history of the beginning of our denomination, the Mission Alliance? 130 years ago, in 1891, it was November, 15 missionaries came to Yokohama from overseas. That's the beginning of our denomination. And there was much sacrifices and difficulties on the part of the missionaries. And that is the root of our denomination. But our history is not something that we can just beautify, because there were some sins that were committed in the history of our denomination. That's something we cannot ignore. Of course, I mean, it belongs to a generation that do not know the World War II. I didn't live in that era, and I did not experience that. So. But however, what happened to our denomination during World War II? What did our church do during that time, and what our church did not do during that time? But something that there are facts that we cannot ignore during that period. About 30 years ago, when we had a 100-year anniversary of our denomination, we had a special commemorative event, and we made a special declaration on that day, as we have preparing a special declaration this year. And it talked about the history of our denomination, and it talks about the first missionaries that came. But in addition to that, that the following passage was included in the declaration. Japan Mission Alliance during World War II lost independence and cooperated with the national policies under national Shinto system. And we helped the government cause problems to Asian nations. Now we need to acknowledge we committed sins, and we need to repent. And we acknowledge Jesus Christ is our only Lord. During the war, when people are killing each other, what happened? What did we do as a denomination during the war? So the declaration 30 years ago tried to be honest about what happened. Why do we do that? That's because they serve as lessons and serve as warnings to us. That declaration included the word, the national Shinto system. We need to learn what this word means. We need to continuously understand and study the word, the national Shinto system. When what did we, our denomination, do under that system? What is the government? What is the nature of our government? That's a very important question. The church is a gathering of Christians that Christ constructed for us, but the government is something that God created as, in a sense, as Romans chapter 13, it says, the one in authority is God's servant for your good. And that's how the government is supposed to be, this God's servant for your good. But the relationship between church and the state or the government is something, a problem, because the state sometimes engages in cruelties and uses the church for the purpose of the state and persecutes people and required the church to obey the state. And that happened when the church becomes obedient to the government under the national Shinto system. That meant that the church is obedient to the government and lost independence. And this is what happened during World War II. That's, we cannot close our eyes to this fact so that we won't be blind today. We need to learn from lessons from the past. And that's what we need continue to do. Not to ignore the past. Let us read again verses 11 and 12 of today's passage. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. I was born after World War II, so I do not know directly what the World War II was like. When I was a child, my grandfather told me often about what happened when he belonged to the Japanese military during World War II. My grandfather lived in Manchukuo in China at that time, which is the northeast part of today's China. And, you know, Japan was colonized that part of China. And he was drafted, and he was living in Manchukuo and in the military, in the Japanese military. My grandfather talked a lot about what the military life was like, and in a sense, he was proud about some things he did. You know, he climbed mountain and he ate food as fast as he could, and he repeatedly told me stories. Those stories. My grandfather never told me how bad the war was or how cruel the war was. Probably he could not talk about that. That's how what I think. I should have asked him more questions. What did, you know, what happened during the war? What kind of consequences did the bring war? There's some things that are very difficult to talk about. Maybe that's why my grandfather did not talk about those. Wars make people crazy, or crazy people make wars. I don't know which one is true, but we cannot close our eyes from wars. Because if we close our eyes to the past, we will be blind to the present. Please look at verse 11 again. It talks about past, present, and future. These things happened, and these things are written down. And these refer to the past. And then he talks about the culminations of age has come. And that talks about present. And warnings, he says. The warnings refers to the future. August 15th is a day that for us is an important day to remember. And also, we have to think about the present and the future as we think about what happened during World War II. So as the way we look at the past affects the way we look at the present and think about the future. So where does Japan stand today? And where the future lies for Japan? So we need to look at carefully the past, the present, and the future. Albert Schweitzer, who was a theologian and physician, wrote the following. What we did not do today, we cannot fix it in the future. That's what a statement to that effect he made. He was a theologian and physician. He looked at the present, and that's what he wrote. It's a very important truth he's talking about. Another person who said that what we do today or what we don't do today influences what happens in the future. Now we have the new coronavirus disaster in the world, and now we have natural disasters affecting Japan. So what we do today and what we don't do today affects our future, and that's directly relevant to what. To wars as well. Jesus Christ talked about the end of the world, and he told us to be awake, you know, as we think about the second coming of Jesus Christ. We are supposed to be awake. And August 15th will come back next year as well. So we need to be spiritually awake, and we need to look at things that we need to look at. So we have to remember that on this day. Now we are entering a new age or new period as a church. Our next generation is growing in this church. What are we going to leave behind for our children and our children's children? With our Christian faith, we need to look at the past honestly. We need to look at the world and the truth honestly. We need to keep focused on God's promises and God. And we need to let the next generation understand that as well. Let me pray. These things happen to them as examples, and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come. So, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. God, we have welcomed August 15th today. 76 years ago, it was a hot day. On that day, the history of Japan and the history of the world changed greatly. Japan got defeated and surrendered. many, many, many people's lives were lost during World War II. We believe each life is very, very important. But violence and wars takes away so many people's lives and creates hell on earth. And even our church were distorted during World War II. And the responsibility of the church, what the church did during World War II, raises as many questions, even today. We need to keep our eyes on our past sins, and also we need to be aware of what is happening today and what will happen in the future. The Bible recorded many sins of people, the sins of Jewish people, telling us lessons, giving us lessons from the past, because we cannot close our eyes on the past, and we cannot be, so that we won't be blind to the present. And these are warnings to us today. Those are our lessons in the future. It's very difficult to look honestly at the past, but with courage and with our faith, we want to continue to face the past and the present and the future. Please show us how, as Megumi Church, needs to look at the present and the future as well. Our Almighty God, who rules the world, and the God's only Son, is our Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.